The Florida Marlins are the champions of Major League Baseball. Last night in New York, Florida starting pitcher Josh Beckett shut down the New York Yankees and led the Marlins to a 2-0 victory in Game 6 of the World Series. It's the Marlins' second title in their brief 11-year history. From New York, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
So apparently, the Florida Marlins are stupid. Before the World Series began, Florida's 23-year-old starting pitcher Josh Beckett said about his talented and carefree team, "We might just be stupid enough to win this thing." Well, they won that thing last night, and while we don't know the players' actual IQs, we're not going to doubt Josh Beckett about anything, because Saturday night, Beckett established himself as the truth. This is what Josh Beckett turned hallowed Yankee Stadium into last night, a house of groans. In one of the greatest pitching performances in World Series history, Beckett, a kid by age only, shut down a potent Yankee offense. He allowed only 5 hits. He struck out batters. He forced hitters into double plays. He pitched all 9 innings, only the 19th complete game shutout in World Series clinching games. And he did it when so many people said he couldn't. The hard-throwing right-hander was starting after only 3 days rest, heresy to those who insist pitchers need at least 4 days off between starts in the postseason. Heresy schmeresy, says Marlins manager Jack McKeon, who last night delighted in proving the critics wrong.
"He's special, I told you that. Yeah, y'all question why I would start him on 3 days, I told you, he's a special individual. This guy has got the guts of a burglar. He's mentally tough. And I knew that he had the confidence to go out there and do the job that he did tonight."
In a post-game interview, Beckett was strikingly unemotional, which probably made sense for someone who had coolly dissected his opponents in front of millions of people.
"What is your mood right now? What does this mean to you from your heart, your mind right now?"
It's a relief. I don't know. It's kind of, can't believe we don't have a game tomorrow. That's kind of the weird thing right now. I mean, not to say that winning the World Championship's not a big thing, but like, we get to go deer hunting now. Looking forward to that.
Beckett's teammates, who lifted him onto their shoulders after the final out, seemed quite content to celebrate for him in a clubhouse reeking of champagne and cigar smoke. There was much more of an "I can't believe this" feel to the celebration than there would have been had the Yankees won. After 26 World Series titles, championships are expected in New York, not in Miami. Even though the Marlins won the World Series in 1997, they had 5 straight losing seasons after that. This year looked like another bust until Jack McKeon took over in May. The 72-year-old McKeon joined a team with a losing record and helped turn the Marlins around with a youthful approach to the game.
"Well, I think it comes from my first speech with him, and I told him, let's have fun. Go out and do the best you can and let's relax and have fun. And the pressure's on everybody else because we're not supposed to win. Let's go out and show everybody that we can fool the baseball world and show them that we're a hell of a lot better than everybody predicted us to be."
"That's, you know, I feel emptiness and he feels, you know, just his, he can't feel better than he feels right now. And he probably won't be able to close his eyes for 2 or 3 days."
New York manager Joe Torre hasn't had those feelings for a while. Even though this was the Yankees' 8th straight year in the playoffs under Torre, this was the 3rd straight year the Yankees did not win the championship. With expectations so high in New York, Torre was asked last night about the big picture. Was this the end of the Yankees' most recent dynasty? How would temperamental and demanding owner George Steinbrenner react? Torre politely danced around those questions and instead talked about a team of his that tried but failed against a better opponent.
"You know, the fact that we didn't lose it, they won it, I think makes me, you know, makes me feel good about the team because they played hard, they worked hard, they, you know, tried to stage rallies. In this game, it didn't pan out. We did in games 4 and 5, fought our way back, and, you know, it wasn't enough."
Let's go Marlins! Yes, go Marlins!
It was an incongruous scene outside Yankee Stadium after last night's game. Behind a barricade where Yankee fans usually congregate to cheer their heroes, a small but boisterous gang of Marlins boosters chanted and held up signs. On this 100th anniversary of the World Series, in the 100th World Series game played in venerable Yankee Stadium, the Florida Marlins ruined the symmetry of all that and won the championship, which actually fit quite well with one of the best and most improbable postseasons in history. Boston and Chicago, the World Series might have missed you, but Josh Beckett and his Marlins didn't disappoint. Tom Goldman, NPR News, New York.